When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I'm an entrepreneur. I had to bet against the consensus and be right. And so to gain that humility was the thing. So you either get off the field or you learn past your ego and your blind spot. And we know what the ego barrier is. Like, I got to be right or whatever it is, or I'm not good at this. The blind spot barrier is the realization that people actually see things different. They see different things. Like, somebody will see the big picture. Somebody will see the detail. They'll focus on different things, almost like a color spectrum type of thing. And if you realize that you will see a part of that spectrum and other people will see the other part of the spectrum, and so that you really need to, when you go above yourself, you really need to orchestrate all those ways of seeing, because you are not just one of those people that's got to do it yourself. Your way of being the success is to go above it and be the orchestrator and know what you're good at and what you're not good at. So it's almost like if you want your life to be successful, you will not let yourself do certain things because you're just no good at them. Well, look, life teaches you over and over again. You want to get stronger? Okay, it's not comfortable. You want to, okay? So stronger does not go with necessarily comfortable. Pain, okay? Pain plus reflection equals progress. Pain is a teacher. You want to eliminate pain from your life? You're going to have a better life? No, because it's giving you messages, okay? So many different things are the opposite of what we're taught. And it goes down to even the education system, okay? You fail. Hey, that's the beginning of a discovery process. That's a good thing, okay? Okay, now how do I look at failure and learn from failure? No, you're stupid. You failed. How you have thoughtful disagreement, how you listen to maybe you're not good at that or not, how you learn, how you navigate all the ways through that so that you get stronger. Because if you don't struggle, you won't get stronger. First of all, if you do make your passion and your work the same thing, then it's great, right? Because your passion, whatever it might be, you're a painter or you're an entrepreneur or whatever that is, and you find that more enjoyable than going to a ball game, let's say, then that becomes a passionate thing. That's one thing. Second, to know how to work with people who can do things really well, to get the most leverage out of people, okay? Third, how do you get yourself really, what are the right work habits? How do I get it done without me doing it? Who's the best to do it and how do I get it? Oh, you all of a sudden you open yourself to all different possibilities of how you can do that, right? No time. I think Tim Ferriss wrote, what, the 4-minute or the 4-hour?
Work week
or something. There are approaches, all those ways of being able to do that. So I just gave you, a few. If you want self-discovery, then you'll find your ways of getting the self-discovery. They'll appear all around you. And yes, you have your nature, the thing that pulled. Don't be, a round peg in a square hole. Find your nature, what's going to flourish and make your, you know, that's why I said when you were talking about your development, mine too, make your passion and your work the same thing. Know what your nature is. Yes, so I believe in terms of that particular nature. Then we get to the particular of one of the big choices in life is savor life or accomplish. Like we have a lot of choices in our lives and they're almost sort of mutually exclusive sometimes. I want to go to the ball game and I want to watch a movie and I want to do that and I just want to sit back and on a nice day and smell the roses. Okay, simultaneously, I want to change the world. Okay.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
I want to change the world and I've got this. Or the work-life balance question and all of those. We face those types of choices, right? So it's really important to go above oneself and to reflect on that. And also, by the way, to realize that the choices are not, you're approaching the choice wrong when you often see it as kind of that trade-off, because the truth is you can have a lot more life and you can have a lot more if you just know how to get more out of a minute. If you worry, you don't have to worry. And if you don't worry, you have to worry. Okay? Because what I mean is, if you're worrying about what can go wrong, you chances are you will create the protections against that thing going wrong, and therefore that's good. And if you're not worrying about the things that are going to go wrong, then now probably the things you never expect are going to come and hit you. Okay? And so it sounds counterintuitive. If you worry, you don't have to worry. If you don't worry, you better worry. But what it means is that process of, okay, go to the thing, go to it, and enjoy it. View these things as puzzles. Your personality will change. You'll enjoy it, okay? Because life is a puzzle. It's a going through the jungle, okay? It's like that. I'll tell you a story. You know. So I crash, and I figure, oh, risk and reward go together. You want to have a great life, okay, and you want to be safe at the same time. They sound almost like mutually exclusive, okay? So I viewed it as, okay, I'm like sitting on one side of a jungle, and that if I can get to the other side of a jungle safely, I'll have a great life. But okay, but if I cross the jungle, ooh, all sorts of things are gonna happen. Now, what am I gonna choose? Am I gonna be on this side of the jungle and have just an ordinary life? Or am I gonna have what I think is the best life possible, but ooh, I can get bit and all those things, and that's just the nature of life. And then I said, I have to, it's my nature, I have to have the best life I can have, so I've gotta go into the jungle. Now the question is, how do I go into that jungle and be successful at that? And I could tell you the answer. The answer is, first, by worrying about what I don't see that I might be wrong with, and to do it with people who see the things that I might not see, and we are all doing it as a mission to get through that jungle well together. And when I went through that jungle, and we do that together, the thing I found out, which is so wonderful, is I don't want to leave the jungle. I don't want to get to the other side, because I want to be with those people on that mission. And that whole experience becomes great. So I found my way to be successful in the jungle, to get to the other side, and I found out what really is a great reward.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.